Okay, let's begin. We're up to Siman Lamed Beis, Sif Katan Yud Beis. We are learning the Yud Beis, Sif Katan Yud Beis. We're learning the laws of Shmiras Haguf Al Pi HaTeva. We're going to try to go through this very quickly. Before we go through this, there's one thing I left out last week. We learned that a person should not eat from a piece of bread or a piece of food which a cat or a different creatures ate from, a bird. And go back to Simon. So go back to Simon Sifkat and Tess. Ain lechol leiv behema oy oif. Don't eat from the heart of an animal or a bird. Mishum dekasha l'shicha, and don't eat mimokam shachal aach for a mouse. Do not eat food from which a mouse ate. Oy chasul or a cat. The gamkein kasha l'shicha. And we discussed: is this something which is because of poison? We're afraid that a mouse or a weasel or a bird, the heart of a bird or an animal is poisonous, or maybe it's just something that's mystical, it's a Kabbalistic a concept. So here he does us a very big favor, the Piskei Teshuvos. He collected throughout the entire Shas all of the things which Chazal tell us are kosher l'shicha. Let me run through it very quickly. Here we go. Following list. Throughout Shas, the person is supposed to wash his hands. If you are mechuyev to wash your hands al pi halacha, and you do not wash your hands, besides the fact that you are in violation of the halacha, for bread you are supposed to wash your hands, and you do not do so, it also has a dangerous effect that it can cause you to forget. That's what it says. Next, everyone knows the following, haragol bezesim, you're not supposed to eat raw olives. Olives, you're not supposed to eat. It's kosher l'shicha. You're supposed to eat at least with a dish, with olive oil. Olive oil is good for memory, but you're not supposed to eat raw olives. Next, I don't think there's a problem. You're not supposed to eat drink liquid that was used to wash clothing. Okay, in ancient times there was a shortage of water. It was not so far fetched to be tempted to drink, to use water that was used. To use water that was used to clean, rachatza, used for cleaning, either cleaning your body, cleaning clothing. Next, haroichetz, I don't know if anyone heard of this one. Haroichetz raglov zo al gav zo. When you wash your feet, you should not put your feet one on top of the other. Fold your legs. You heard of that? Never heard of that.
It's the end of Gemara Hari.
Don't fold your legs. Don't fold your legs when you wash your feet. Next, hameniach begodav mei ra shoysav. Do not put your clothing underneath your head when you take a nap. You're not allowed to take your jacket and put your jacket underneath your head. It's kosher l'shikha. Everyone knows this is how Gemara Pesachim, not so long ago. You're not allowed to walk between two camels. I'm sure it's a very big sign today to walk between two camels. Oh, ben shnei nashim, we're not to walk between two women. This is a problem. This is very common. To walk on the street, two women talking, you should not walk, but two men can walk together between two women. Aisha, also furthermore, a woman, two men should not be standing, and a woman walks between you. That's also problematic. Kosher l'shicha. Next, hanerich nevela, you're not allowed to smell a carcass. Not a problem for most of us. To eat baked bread that's not 100% baked. Next, this is an important halacha, and everyone knows this. You're not allowed to eat from a stirring spoon, a ladle. You have a ladle which you use to, a ladle or some type of very large spoon which you use to stir a pot. You're not supposed to sip, to drink from or taste a food off that large spoon. A very large serving spoon. Okay, you have a very... It's not the right thing. Okay, let's see next. Okay, this is not a problem. Most people not to drink from a canal, a water that passes through a cemetery. You're not allowed to go look at a mace. Mistakel means to look intensely. To you live a gaze at a mace is mutter, but to go be mistakel. I guess you go to a wake by the goyim, the whole shaf you're allowed to go. They have the bodies exposed, and to steer, look carefully to observe the dead body, that is forbidden. Hakorik sav boilit shalgabi hakever. Today it's not a problem, most kavarim, but it used to be that.
They started doing it again.
Raised lettering. If you have raised lettering on a matzeva, I know a segula. It says not to do. These are things that you're not supposed to. Segulas are things that you should do.
No, if you eat raw zeisim and you put a drop of olive oil,
it's a segula. That's just an antidote.
It's a lachash that you can say.
Ah, no. Segulas generally are things that you should do. I'm not going direction.
There's a lachash that you say if you eat more than three zaysim, then you
shouldn't
have.
I'm not, okay, could be. I'm not aware of this. But but there are certain things that segulas we stay away from.
About the engraved.
Are things to do. These are things that you should not do. Everyone, you could look at it, but if it's only if it's raised. If it's not raised, if the letters are etched, engraved, that's okay. Next. Hamistakel? Yes, you take a picture. Yeah, why not? Why don't you take a picture?
That's what the Russians do.
Oh, put a picture. No. No, you're not supposed to do that. It's brought down. It's not right. You should not put pictures. That's a new thing. Very high tech. I just went to an unveiling. Very impressed. The Russians. It's awesome.
They had a whole thing in the Times about it, why they started doing it. Not Jews, but people in China.
Why do they do it?
It's a Russian cluster.
Yeah.
Because when these gangsters were killed, they were butchered.
Yeah.
And so just to show them what they look like before they were messed up the way they were. So then a lot of people thought it was high class thing to do, so people started to do it also by them, the ordinary people.
That's how they do it. That's how they do it when they
go to Washington Cemetery in Ocean Park.
They have all the Russians. I know they have the pictures. I'll pay a lot, it's not right. It should not be done.
They have
the
property.
That's how
they
do it.
That's how these mafia killings.
Okay, let's go further.
The bomber fixed him up.
If a mitzvah has letters which come out, raised lettering, it is not proper to read raised lettering. It's kosher l'shukha. How about this one? Anyone hear this one? You should not look at the person who is angry. If someone is in a rage, he doesn't say that. Why is the person who is kais a Russia? It's not another Russia, but a person is in a state of anger, he's fuming mad, you should not look carefully at his face, it's kosher l'shikha. Hamistakal of Naisha Shahadomim Mitsuyim Ba, a woman that is currently in Nida. I guess that means, I don't know exactly what point in her cycle, but the words that it says here, Shahadomim Mitsuyim Ba, blood is found by her, you should not look at her face. Hatoifer Begit Kishu Lovish Bo, you're not allowed to stitch, you're not allowed to repair a garment when you're wearing it. If you're wearing a garment, and you want to, you're not allowed to do. Hayoshein b'minolim, to sleep with your shoes on. You're not supposed to sleep with your shoes on. You're not supposed to wear two garments, one on top of the other. Don't wear two hats. Like kids, they run around, they put on one hat, two hats, or you put on one coat on top of another coat. That's not right. Let's say you're doing it for a reason. You want to. That's okay. That's two different types of garment. Two exactly of the same thing. Let's say you're cold. That's an exception. Maybe it's not an exception. I don't know how far it goes, but it's brought down such a halacha that you're not supposed to wear two of the same kind of garments, one on top of the other. Next, hamenagev yodel bebigdo. You're not allowed to wipe your hands on your garment if you have your hands are wet, and I'll wipe it on my shirt or on my jacket or my pants. It's kasher l'shicha. Hamenich se pasuch v'yotzev. You have a learning a sef. You leave it open and you walk out. Those are the things he collected throughout Shas, the Paiskim, these are all things. Then he goes into a very interesting discussion if this halach applies for women as well. And he cites numerous sources that this only applies to men. Because this halach of Shekash L'Shicha relates directly to Talmud Torah. And only men are mechuyiv in Talmud Torah. Women are mechuyiv in Talmud Torah for things that they need to know, but it's not the same degree of obligation as a man. So men who have a chiv of Talmud Torah, they have an obligation not to allow that they should forget what they've learned. So for them it applies all of these halachas. But for women that's not necessarily so. There are many poskim that say women do not have to be makbid on these things, they can be makel. Others disagree, others say it applies to women as well. Okay, let's go to the next halacha yud beis. Before we go further, one other thing, halacha yud aleph, we also mentioned about pashachas. A person should tell the high lasatz and lechel pas pashachas. Does that literally mean eating bread? So there's a discussion on the poskim, the Shana Teva. Today doctors will tell you it's not necessarily the best thing to have bread every day with bread. Maybe they will.
If you're going to eat carbs, do it in the morning.
Different opinions. So there are different opinions. He brings out many poskim, doesn't necessarily mean bread. It just means to eat something, to be toyim, something which satisfies. Each person on their level, even a cup of coffee is very healthy. Something to just take something in the morning, keep you going for the entire day. What is called shachris, until what hour of the day? He has a discussion. Some say even until 6 hours in the day in Mekayim the Halacha, which means 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, if you eat nothing, you fast until 12, 1 o'clock, and then you take something to eat, that's called pashachris, because that will still have a beneficial effect for you. eat for the remainder of the day. Once you get to 2 o'clock and you did not eat anything, whatever you're going to eat now is not going to help you for the rest of the day. You're just filling up, the Gemara has some expression, you're filling up yourself with food, but it's not as beneficial as it was before. And there's another discussion here. What does this also, when you talk about 6 hours, Pashachris, Chazal say that if you eat Pashachris, it's a good thing to have Pashachris, and Chazal give the number of 6 hours. Does that mean 6 hours from the time you get up in the morning, or does that mean 6 hours derech ha'olam? So let's say a person that gets up every morning 6 o'clock, a person gets up every morning 3 o'clock in the morning. Does this, the clock of 6 hours start from when you personally wake up in the morning, or does this concept of 6 hours in the Chazal's understanding refer to Chatzos Hayom? Again, different opinions. Nishtana Ateva, what was good for Tamar Chazal is not necessarily good for today. What's good for one person is not good for another person. Let's go Halach Yud Beis. A person should eat things which are soft, things which loosen up Yishalshal, loosen up the bowels. In other words, giving you a seder, if you have a meal, you have a number of courses, which course should be served first? Things which cause a person's bowels to open up, and you should not mix the davar hamishalshal, these different types of appetizers or different things which loosen the bowels, with the main portion, the main meal. Another rule of thumb, you shall eat foods which are easily digested by the body before you eat things which are not easily digested. Poultry is digested easier before than animal, than meat, than beef. Things which strengthen, which can cause them to contract. Things which cause the stomach to contract. When the meal is over, I guess they can take coffee. I don't know exactly what all this means. There's a whole seder, there's a whole art which has been lost from us in our generation. There's a whole art, maybe some people that have, they know this art of exactly the seder, achila, different types of food. It's scientific. You eat a certain thing, it opens up the bowels, and then you eat the next course, and then it is digested, and then you finish off with eating something which closes up the stomach, closes the gut. Okay, again, like we said before, these things, that's why we want to run through this very quickly. Halacha Yigimel, miyois ki ascholas ha'ikol hi b'peh. The beginning of the digestion, the digestion of the food begins in the mouth with saliva. Therefore, don't skip steps. Don't swallow your food without chewing it well. Simple rule. And together with mixing with saliva, do not swallow any food without chewing it well. Because if you do not chew it well and mix it with saliva, it's not going to be digested well. Be it stomcha levada, in the stomach alone. Yidalut. Karamanu. Ki b'nei adam yenim sham b'mizgam. No one is the same. No one has the same temperament. No one has the same. What's a good word for mizgam? Same. Constitution. Three rules. Ask a doctor. He says four rules. Ask a doctor. And the answer is going to be different depending on your composition, your place, and your time, your age and life. The early doctors, the previous generations, they divided from different categories. There are poison. Never eat. Don't eat large fish. Don't eat shark fish. Don't eat it. They are salted, things that are salted for long periods of time. Aged things that have been cheese that has been aged is poison, he says. Mushrooms are poison. Aged meats, that salami they hang up in the store, poison. It's poison. V'yayin migitai, and wine from a vat. Migitai means fresh wine. That's what it seems to be saying. Migitai means it's fresh wine. Wine, aged wine is good, but fresh wine is poisonous. V'yatav shel shasha ad shen shenod afrecha. That's simple. Food which smells. V'chein kol machal shereicha yirao imar b'yoy, something which is an odor or has a bitter taste. Harehu laguf kimay sam hamav, is poison. V'yesh mechalom shem roi ma'al. olive oil. They're not so that poisonous. It's just not the best thing. Only once in a while, occasionally. Don't eat all the time. Or like large fish, as long as it's not salted. Large fish, it's not exactly very healthy, but as long as it's not been salted, it's okay. Ugvina, cheese, milk that's more than 24 hours old. Not refrigerated, exactly. It's not refrigerated. Large meat that comes from large animals is not exactly very healthy, but it's not poisonous. The lechem, some barley bread is not healthy, but it's not poisonous. The lechem matzos, he seems to then matzah, crackers. That's what he seems to be saying is not exactly the best thing for the stomach. V'akruv, leek, v'hechotzir, v'habetzolim, different types of onions and shumim, I don't know, the leek and all different types of spices, garlic, v'achardel, mustard, v'hatznoin, radish, kol elu, ma'cholim, ram, heim, they're not healthy. Ein roi ladum lechol me'elu elu ma'at, ad ma'od, u'vimos ha'gashamim. If you can eat some of this only in the winter time the person's body reacts differently. Avli mo'is ha'chamo lo yoichal me'hem klal, tezva. Goose, water, bird that lives in water. What is that exactly? Some type of, I don't know, avos, geese, uvarvos, avzo, barvavzo. So ducks, okay, ducks. Saying it's, they're saying these are good things. These are royim. These are shame rum, but they're not as bad. Uvneyoy nakatanim utmodim dates v'lechem shenilosh b'shemen cake. Dough that's been kneaded in oil, vasoyla shenibo iso called sarko wheat, regular bread. This is regular bread, which is flour from not whole wheat. Ash nisha bar reach morson. There's no bread whatsoever. Ain royal harbos b'macholos elu. Don't eat too much bread. That is the advice of the kids shulchan aruch. Liyolam yiman adam esatzma miperus elanas. Don't eat too many fruits. Too much fruit. V'lo yar b'lechol mehem afilu veshem. Even dry fruit. When we call shkenu to them, they're moist. Avol kaidim shi espashlu b'ilan called sarkan. Before they ripen, harem kecharavas the guf. If the fruit is not ripe, it's like a sword in your stomach. It's poisonous. V'chein ha'charuvim ram li'olam. Carob is poisonous. Tu b'shvat. Don't eat that. Don't eat the carob. Buxer, it says it's poisonous. Ha'peros ha'chamutzim roim. Peros which are acidic, sour, are poisonous. V'ein mehem elam. V'ein mehem elam. Me'at v'ros ha'chamav. V'kom sachamim. And don't eat from them only a small amount in the summertime and in hot places. Svata einim and figs, vadam grapes, vayimon pomegranates, the elam toivim. Ah, these are always good. These three are always good. Bein rutuvim, whether they are moist, bein yiveshim, whether they are dry fruits. Dry va'ichal adam mehem kol tzarko, umikomokam lo yasmin, achilasim, afal b'yishem toivim, mikol pri. Don't make them their only thing. There are other things seen as well. Don't focus only on them. With regard to drinking, drink a lot of water. It preserves the moisture in the body. And drink a lot of water, removes the wastes of the body. Cold water, refrigerated water, it quenches the thirst. I don't know if that's true scientifically. You ever hear such a thing? That cold water brings, is better for digestion than lukewarm water. Did you ever hear such a thing, Dr. Fruchter? It's better for digestion. Cold water than lukewarm water. That's what he says. Achlo, you caught him out. Too cold is no good. Don't put any ice cubes in the water, it says. Shehem Chabim, you hear this? This is very bizarre. Because remember this concept, this Moshli gives throughout the entire Simen. There's a fire burning. There's a fire burning in your soul. And that fire needs fuel. The food is the fuel. And you have to make sure, don't give too much fuel. You'll smother the fire. Also, if you have too water, it's not good for fire. Yeah. Water puts out fire. So don't drink too much.
Water is absorbed from the stomach directly, not the intestine.
Yes, from the stomach directly. Drink too much water, it's too cold.
Ice water,
yeah.
Water, you can probably lower your
So there's something to it. There's something to it. Ach lo yiyu karim me'od shehim mechabim es hachayim hativi. It extinguishes the natural heat. Umikol shekein kishadam hu oyef yogea v'yizor me'od shlo lishtos mayim karim. A person is very, is weak and exhausted. Do not drink very cold water. Ki os chelev halev nischanem. The fat of the heart is heated. V'hu mehusoch. And it is dissolved. What does this mean exactly? There's fat that is related to the heart that becomes dissolved, and it's and it's dissolved because of the weakness and tiredness. And now when you add water, cold water, to this fat that's been dissolved by the heart due to exertion, too much is no good. Never drink water before you eat, because by giving the stomach cold water, it will cause it to shrivel and will not allow it to digest the food that is coming in the future. Only drink a small amount of water diluted in wine. When the food begins to digest, then you can eat after the food begins to digest, then you can eat a medium amount of water. Don't drink water, leave a bathhouse to take a shower. It's saying not to drink water, take a shower. That the COVID should not become, the liver should not become cold. When we call shekain shlo yishta b'merchatz, don't ever drink water in the merchatz. V'kein lo yishta oisam tekev achar hamishkol l'fi she'oz hachoyim ativi hu chalush. Then the body heat is very weak. The yeh gorim she yiskaru ho'yivarim, and it will cause the limbs to become cold. So when a basic yisod is, this is his yisod. I don't know what doctors say about this, but when a person is weak, all different times during the day or different activities which bring upon a person weakness, whether it's mishkol, whether it's merchas, a person goes to merchas, ancient times it was extremely hot. It was an avoda. Your person became very weak by going to the bathhouse, like a spa, a sauna. It's a very dangerous experience. The body becomes very, very weak. And the person will then bring in his body very cold water. The body cannot handle the shock, the extreme of being weak and now dealing with something which is very cold, and very cold is too much for the body to handle, and it can bring a personal day sakana.
Because they didn't have showers every day.
So once a week. He says here, you'll be shocked what he says here soon. Take a shower once a week. That's what he says. Someone was circulating this past summer, a sign, there it's his show. What? There was a sign circulating online in Eretz Yisrael, this shul, could be a number of shuls, but there was a sign that anyone here during the 9 days that is machmir to follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch and not take a shower during the 9 days, 3 weeks, please do not enter. It's true. Really, it's a true sign. You want to be machmir, not here. Not here. You know, Rabbi Yashiv says the whole shailah, when you go to a mikvah, are you allowed to take a shower after you come out of the mikvah? Yeah, it's a Gemara. Gemara says because if you come to make a mistake and think that it's not the mikvah which brings tahara, it is the shower, it is the bath which brings tahara. So there was a takana in the time of the Gemara that you're not allowed. It's still the halachic mitzvah. It's a woman. For a woman to come goes to it's a very big halachic issue. How long you have to wait after going to mikvah before taking a shower. So there's a very big question if this halach applies to men. Men go to mikvah, they don't go to mikvah like a woman. The woman goes to mikvah deraisa, but a man goes to mikvah for tahara, for keri, for tahara. Is there a requirement for a man, a prohibition, an inyan for a man not take a shower after he comes out of the mikvah in our time? So there's a discussion. There are many different opinions about this issue. But Rav Shlomo Zalman Arav was of the halach lemaisa, the advice given by most people is you should. Why? To illustrate this, why you should. Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach says he takes a shower twice when he goes to mikvah. Before and after. Why before? Derech Eretz. It's not right for you to go into the mikvah, make the mikvah dirty with your shmutz, right? So before you go into the mikvah, you shouldn't contaminate the mikvah. You are mechuyev to take a shower to cleanse your body before you go into the mikvah, not make the mikvah dirty. And then when he comes out of the mikvah, he takes a shower again. Because of those people that were not nizer on the Hafdal Reacha Kamocha. So I take a shower before I go in, have a Kamocha, and I take a shower and I come out because of those that were not Nizar.
Depends if it's clean mikvah or not.
Okay, it depends, right? Okay, but even the cleanest mikvahs, there are some. Once you hear one horror story, someone gets hepatitis because, and they traced hepatitis came because he went to mikvah, and in the mikvah, so once you hear one horror story, that's already enough to scare.
There was a sign in the Satma mikvah 3 months ago when they had measles, whatever.
Yeah.
Asking people please not to spit into the showers.
In the showers, even the showers.
They didn't want to say what not to do.
Aha, the mikvah, it's pashut.
They just did nicely.
They did nicely. No, it's very serious. It's very serious. There are people, so I know someone, he used to go to mikvah every Friday. He doesn't go anymore. He's afraid. He's afraid to go.
People got cellulitis.
I know. They put chlorine, everything as clean as it can possibly be. But still, they get very scared. It doesn't take much to scare people away. I know, I know. They're very clean. The mikvos here in this community are very, very, very clean. Eretz Yisrael, I don't think it's as good. It's not as, depends where. But here in this community, the men, I'm talking about the men mikvos. They're top of the line.
It depends if you go to the beginning.
That's also true. You go early in the morning. That's true. Okay, that's also true. But even if you go later in the afternoon, they're very well maintained. Generally, the mikvahs here in this neighborhood, right? Weinfeld is a beautiful mikvah.
What? A woman who goes to the mikvah for nida.
They know the halachas. There are different customs. I don't know the halachas for women. Women, there's a certain set of rules that there's a delay. They don't take a shower right away. When they come out of the mikvah, they don't right away take a shower.
It's not in the rabbana. It's a minute.
It's a minute, but it's put down in the Gemara. This is a takana. Meikar HaDin was only said for truma. It was not necessarily said for nashim who are toivel for nida. The Ikar halacha was for kohanim who eat truma, not for anything else. As an extension of that, it appears it is practiced by some people when it comes to other things as well. I thought for sure it's 100% permitted. About a year ago, someone published a fantastic sefer on the laws on the minhagim and divrei agada and halacha of men going to mikvah, not a woman going to mikvah. A sefer just for men. So it was malakeh. It's written very well and was malakeh. Everything you can possibly want to know about the minhag of a man going to mikvah. Something called Tfilas Ezra. Mikar HaDin, this is a halacha that a man is not allowed to learn Torah, not allowed to daven until he goes to mikvah because of the issue of keri. That's one issue. That was a gzeira she'ein roiv hatzibu yicholim lamabo, and it was bottle. It was bottle. So question, what it means bottle? To what degree was it bottle? So there are different customs among different segments of the community, what they do. Then there's an Indian going to mikvah, just stam, a tosefes tahar. So this sefer, it's a beautiful sefer, it was malakit, everything there is to know, and he has a whole section in that sefer on this question. When a man goes to mikvah because of Tfilas Ezra, when a man goes to mikvah because of Tosefes Tahara, Friday, Erev Shabbos, or Yom Kippur, going to mikvah, all men go to mikvah Erev Yom Kippur for tshuva, kapara, part of the process of kapara, tshuva, is to go to mikvah. Is he allowed to immediately take a shower or go into a merchatz? And surprisingly, he has a collection of all the Gedolei Yisrael, their opinion on this matter. And there are many gedolim that say it's usur. You have to wait. There has to be a hefsek. There has to be a period of time, a delay. What's the delay? 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes? But not like what I personally do. I go right into the shower. What many people I see do, they go right into the shower. Right after you come in the mikvah, you go right into the shower. Okay, there are different opinions on this matter. Women, it doesn't discuss them because it's not a safe for women. So women, I never looked at those far. But the women know the halachas. Women have different minhagim, different customs. Whatever they do, they do. Let's go further. So we have here this concept of the person who does these things, merchatz, makes the person weak, and the person should not shock his body by drinking cold water. Okay, I don't know. Again, I don't know if what you have to ask the doctors what they say about that today. It could be nishtana teva. Yidches hayayin machazik achoy mativi umetiv es ha'igol. Wine is healthy. I think they say that today as well, right? One cup of grape juice. They say grape juice
is red wine.
red wine, even grape juice. Forget about red wine, grape juice. But they say the grape juice is no good. He says here grape juice is no good. That's called yayin migitoy from the vat, which means it's fresh wine. Especially today they add sugar and they add all these other preservatives. Who knows what they add into the grape juice? But yayin machazik achoy mativ yumetiv eso equal yayin is good. It preserves the natural body heat and it is good for digestion. It helps a person remove the waste. The oizel lebrias aguf, and it is a great asset to a person's health. Don't lose control. Do not become an alcoholic. That's the slippery slope. Where do you draw the line? You become an addict in 10 seconds. Become an addict. Where do you draw the line? A person who is very weak, if a person is very weak, do not drink wine because it will make even more weak. I don't know what this means. It'll fog up your mind. There'll be smoke in your head. Smoke up your head. You know, there was a certain Rosh Yeshiva, I told you, the certain Rosh Yeshiva, he can drink ad ein sof. He can drink, he can hold his liquor. I'm talking wine. He can drink on Purim. He was a very large person. He can drink and drink and drink. So by the Purim Yeshiva, he would drink l'chaim, one after the 20. But all the Talmidim, even talking about adult, they can, they, after one cup of wine, they're already out. But when the Rebbe goes l'chaim, you also go l'chaim. So the Rebbe drinks 10, the Talmidim, they also go l'chaim, but after 2-3 cups, they're gone, and he's going like nothing happened. Everyone is different. Hayayin yafel izikainim, yayin is good for the elders. Umazik lanorim, yayin is not good for young people. Because it makes a person's body heat rise, who can moist it, eish alesh, and then there's an inferno. Person is heated up. He's too hot. Ooh, look at this, 21. 21, look at this. What's the legal drinking age? Also 21. 18. No, 18?
18.
Yeah? 21. And what about smoking? They're going to raise it now.
21. They raised
it. Raise it again. Voting is 18.
Isn't this amazing? You see this? He's a prophet. He says the legal drinking age is 21. That's what he says. How about smoking? Smoking today is?
No,
they're raising it. Bloomberg is raising it to 21. They're going to raise it. Unbelievable. I don't know where does he get that number? 21. How does he get that number? You should not drink yayin kodem achila elam at kedei liftayechas hanayam not to open up the stomach. V'loy ve'etzer oven, do not drink wine when a person is hungry. It's dangerous. V'loyachar merchatz, do not drink wine after coming out of the merchatz. V'zeya, and after a person is sweated up due to exertion. V'loyachar omol v'yigiyah v'sech achil lo yishre elam at, during eating, only drinking a little bit. V'loyolam lo yechal adam ele kishu roif, a person only eat when he is hungry. V'lo yishre ele kishu tzameh, only drink when you're thirsty. V'loyashin mekav afilu regachat, this from Allah. To never delay. Person always go to the base. I can't say as soon as possible. You should not eat until a person is certain that he does not need to go to the base. I can't say. I don't know what's the issue. I don't know what Dr. Fuchta, what's the issue with going to the eating? You should very, what's he make a big issue out of this? Do not eat. So what's so terrible? You'll start and you'll have to go to the base. I can't say. Why should you first examine yourself before you sit down to eat? I don't know. Maybe when you put food in your stomach, it caused some type of chemical reaction in your stomach.
Already like this before you're eating. Yeah. I
don't know what he means over here. It could be it means that if a person begins to eat, it causes some type of chemical reaction in the stomach, which is detrimental to a person if he really needed to go to the Beis HaKiseh at that moment in time. A person should have a loose bowel, soft stool. The yeah carve the shulshul ma'at, a person has soft stool. The zekval gal b'refuah calls man shehri nimna or yaitze b'koshi or rachman al stan. If the stool is hard or has a person is constipated, he has trouble. Yaitze b'koshi chaloyim roim boim. That's a bad, big problem. That's a problem. V'lochein kisheroy adam shemeiav nechleshu ve'ein roim koyach hadoyche. If the muscles are not working correctly, yidroish b'roifim lahagila v'mel yirapi hasam ishish lefi mitzvah. Everyone, you go to the doctor to find a solution. Chof aleph. Hayigia b'derech mimutzas. Tevel rias aguf. hard work, exercise, yigiyah, exercise, is good. It has to be derech mutsas, not too much and not too little. Don't spend the whole day in the gym. But yigiyah, too much yigiyah and too much sleep. It's too much. You sleep too much at 12 hours on Shabbos. It throws you off. It ruins your whole week. It puts you in a totally different frame of mind. You lose your balance. In the summertime, don't do too much exercise because you'll overheat. Today we have air conditioning, so it's not a big deal. In the wintertime, you need to get some more body heat because it's cold outside. Today we have heating, so I think it's not okay. It's always going to be the same degree. A person's overweight. He needs the gym. He has to pay an extra membership, a double membership for the gym. The person wants to guard his health, so he says there's something which this is a holistic medicine, right? Holistic medicine, it's not just the biology, it's also the mind. The mind has a lot to do with your health. Okay, so this is exactly what it's all about, right? Holistic medicine is all about this. Is that true? That's what it's all about. V'chein kamo hasimcha v'hadaga, joy, worry, kas, v'apachat, fear, shein hapa'oyalos v'nefesh. These things affect a person's health. They have a direct relationship to a person's biology. A person, a wise man, has to be do not worry about a world that's not yours. It's a beautiful expression. Don't worry about this world. It's an oilam she'ena shalo. It'll be here long after we leave this world. It's not our world, and we should just focus on what's important. A person should seek. A person, yivakesh yisroi nois v'yeh toiv levav v'simcha mutzah. A person should seek yis. What do you mean of here? Should seek yisroi nois, yivakesh yisroi nois v'yihyeh toiv levav v'simcha hamimutzas. A person should only seek luxuries and don't seek too many luxuries. Just seek out things which are middle ground. Because if a person does the wrong thing, his emotions overwhelm him, it is a cause a person follows the middle path when it comes to his emotions and it comes to his joy in life, then he will be healthy. Don't go and get overwhelmed with joy when you eat like fools, because too much joy causes the body to malfunction. The yiskar halay pisam, and suddenly the heart can become cold. The yamus chas v'shalom b'lo itoy b'pesach. A person does not take care of himself when he eats. He can die suddenly. Cry yikra zos lanoshim shemeinim. If a person is overweight, their body heat, their natural internal flame is very small. Their veins are very narrow. And their blood pressure is low. And worry, he hepech hasimcha v'gabim ha'zekes, and worry is the opposite of joy, and it causes damage. Lefi shemekarer saguf, it causes body to get cold. V'yiskabetz ha'choyim ha'tivi el halev yivyeil el hamoves, and rachmanos will cause a person to die suddenly. Hakas merachmimus saguf, anger causes a person to get very hot. Ad sheyolid min mimene hakadachas, he can develop a fever. Hapachad yolid beguf kridus. Pachat, fear, causes coldness. And that's why pachat is called ra'odah. Has to do with ra'odah is related to the word coldness. Are you familiar with that? Ra'odah means cold. I don't know what this means. Uche shetisra beha keridus ula yamus. Too much cold can cause death. And we call shkin should circle such lo yechal kishu b'kas. A person should never, when he's angry, b'pachad b'dogo elu kishu b'simcha m'mutzas, when he is in a state of simcha. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll take a little break.